We turn our attention to the PWHL, the opening weekend for year number two, and Ottawa's season started with a goal.
Now in front, it's hit Meissner, an early opportunity, and they score!
Credited with the goal is Emily Clark, who joins us from Ottawa, Ontario. Of course, the pride of Saskatoon. Emily, first off, that goal credited to you, but earlier in that play, you laid the smack down, got the turnover, hustled down, screen in front of the net. How much do you enjoy the physicality of the PWHL?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. Happy to be back. And I heard there's a new voice, so excited to talk to you, Locker. But
thank you, Emily.
I mean, I love the physicality. I'm, like you said, I'm a Sask girl. Grew up with four older brothers, so you know, I've been kind of waiting my whole career for a bit of a green light to play a bit more physical, and that's exactly what the PWHL's allowed everyone to do. But of course, I'm quite enjoying it myself.
I'm curious, Emily. I'm going to go back to your minor hockey days. Were you the kid where the coach every so often said, "Emily, can you you can't do that, Emily. You just have to." I know they hacked your ankles earlier in the game, but you can't do that. Was that you?
Yeah, I'm probably guilty of that. Probably my parents as well. I put all that in a little bit.
Yeah, awesome. Emily, it is Locker here. What does the momentum for the players feel like going into year two and the success of the PWHL? Everybody's been watching it and going, wow, this is real. And the fans are getting behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, kind of just strapped in and along for the ride. It was a bit of a roller coaster last year, just with it, you know, being a bit of a marathon that turned into a sprint to get this thing going. And I think we had confidence that it would, you know, do super well, but I think expectations were definitely blown out of the water. And you can feel that momentum, not just behind, you know, our league, but women's sports globally. So I think we're just in a pretty sweet spot in time, and there's only bigger and better things to come this season.
Of course, everybody, you got beyond the PWHL brand in year one. What's it mean, Emily, that there's now a brand, there's a logo, it's the Ottawa Charge for this league to continue to grow now merchandise-wise?
Totally, yeah, it's so fun. I mean, of course, people, that was a big talk last year, and people were getting a bit impatient. I don't blame them, but, you know, as players, we were just happy to be playing and competing. I didn't care what was on my jersey. But it is nice now to have a team name, a bit of an identity. I mean, last year, there's so much talk about everything being the first and the inaugural, and it was so special to be a part of that history. But I think it's nice now that everyone, each team has their own identity, and each team can kind of carve out you know, their own history that separates them from each other team. So I think that's kind of a fun part.
Emily, how much do you learn from last year coming down to the final game on how important a game in December can be when, you know, you're at the end of the season?
Totally, yeah. I don't think anyone will know that more than us and Minnesota. Obviously, them getting in by a point, us losing out by a point. Definitely a big lesson and curve, and the point system, 3 points for a regulation win and splitting the points in any overtime, it makes for really competitive hockey, and things can change on a dime. But, of course, every point really matters, as we found out.
The NHL can – there's a lot of things the NHL should do that the PWHL is doing, to be quite honest. I like some of the rules. You have to stay out when your line gets a penalty. That line has to stay out there, mm-hmm. All those things. Innovative, but it was the first. Well, you did have a draft last year, but this was kind of like the first draft, you know, women coming out of college and things like that. Mm-hmm. Ottawa picks number two overall, Danielle Serdakny. She scored the gold medal game winner. Again, people know these women because they played for the national team. She won that gold medal game in overtime in the 2024 World Championships. Now playing with you, how excited are you to have her join the Ottawa Charge?
Yeah, it's been a blast getting to have Dax around. Obviously, I've played with her for a few years on the national team, and, you know, obviously she scored some big goals for us, especially the overtime winner last year. But I think being able to see a player like her every day, is definitely eye-opening, just her skill, attention to detail, and how much she's really working at her game every single day. So that's been fun to have a front row seat too. And obviously, you know, she got her feet wet just fine in that first game, getting on the scoreboard against Montreal the other night. So I'm really excited to keep having a front row seat to the DAC show, and she's going to fit in just great in this league.
Team building wise, so first year is a lot of getting to know each other, right? And now you guys have a bit of a culture. How much is that adding to, you know, just your overall preparation and how you guys approach the games?
Yeah, I think it's nice to have some familiarity and not everything being brand new. Although it was a unique and special experience last season, having a blank canvas for absolutely everything, I will say it's pretty nice to have some systems in place. And, you know, I think we laid a great foundation for our culture. Of course, ultimately we came up short of our goal of playoffs, but we had something really special and a great group of people that made it easy to build off of for this season. So obviously still some turnover and new faces, but I think to our core and our foundation, there's a lot there that we can build off of and we don't want to stray away from. So getting the new players as comfortable and as confident as possible pretty quickly and seeing what they can bring to it as well.
I mentioned the rule changes. When it comes to the PWHL, as I said, you know, like, well, it didn't really work out in your favor that Marie-Philippe Poulin gets two shootouts chances in the opener, but you're able to kind of re-rack players after that first session. As I mentioned, you take a penalty. You can't change. Those types of, you know, innovative rules. How important are they for the PWHL? How much of a voice have the players gotten in this league for some of these rules, and how much do you enjoy them?
Yeah, I mean, the league has been driven by players since the start, and you know, being a player that was in the PWHPA and now the PWHL, it's pretty great to see that, you know, that mission statement is still holding true with our Players Association, and there is a rules committee that actually has, you know, some GMs, players, coaches, and league members involved in it. So even with these rule changes, players are still having a voice, and I think it's awesome. I think, you know, so often in the past with our game, it's been, you know, us versus the NHL and like trying to do carbon copies of the NHL or something in maybe past iterations of professional women's hockey. But I think it's awesome that, you know, we're trying to carve a new way and try to be leaders in the space as well. And these new roles have been fun. I think, you know, it's fun to spice things up and add a little extra flair, and I think the fans really love it too. And yeah, I absolutely love the jailbreak rule a bit more than this new no escape rule. If you get caught at the end of a shift, you're a bit gassed, but you know, it's creating more scoring chances, and you know, it's been fun to kind of play the chess game and figure out now what's the strategy behind maximizing these rules on both sides.
Emily, it's Locker here once again. Last week, season two starts. We've got you guys going at, you know, on the weekend, and we're like, well, let's get Emily on the show. And so we attempted to try to, you know, track you down and get you on for a chat on like Thursday or Friday. We found out it was your birthday.
And her 29th, but legitimate 29th, not like
your real 29th,
okay. Not like some of the women around here who have been celebrating their 29th birthday for the last decade or two. So happy birthday, first off, Emily.
Yes, happy birthday. Just wondering if you got in any trouble last week at all that you want to share with us.
Well, you guys can host my 29th birthday next year as well, if you want.
All right.
No, didn't get into much trouble. Honestly, pretty wholesome 29th birthday. My mom's in town, so she got to come up to the Montreal game and gets to come to the home opener with my brother tomorrow. So
nice.
Just a nice dinner with my mom. So I'm more of a eat my calories and drink them. So yeah, some sweet treats and
your family must
That's
be
all I needed.
Your family must be really, really, you know, excited for everyone in the league and just how things are going.
Totally. I mean, my family's the biggest supporters I've got. They've been there every step of the way, and they've wanted this as bad for me as we have. So from my parents through, you know, my brothers, my sister, the in-laws, everyone's been so invested in this, and I think it's been really fun for them to have a front row seat to it all as well.
Nice.
Well, Emily, thanks so much for your time this afternoon, and best of luck tomorrow in the home opener.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll chat my 29th.
29th part two for next year with Emily Clark as Ottawa opened with a shootout loss to, well, Marie-Philippe Poulin got to score to try twice in that one because you can re-rack after the first session, which I love.
I like that too.
Why don't, you know, like Connor McDavid.
And the points.
Let's not have Connor McDavid be able to go twice in a shootout. Nah, we don't want that. Let's make sure we throw out Matthias Ekholm because we're down to a seventh shooter down the bench or something like that. No, just send McDavid back out. It's what we want as fans.
The point structure, too, is interesting. That
3 points for a regulation win. Thank you. That is what the NHL should do.
I think that would make it very interesting.
There's a lot of rules the PWHL and the players have created that you go, that's what the NHL should do.